She went out interviewing one time. We sat out in a man's front yard, and the dust blew, and it blew in the machine, and it shorted out. Every time I touched it, I'd get a jolt.
Oh, yeah.
He thought I was a pretty lively fellow, I think.
Pencil sharpener in here.
Oh, that's right. I got a whole box of them. I generally start off with them sharp. About 20 pencils. And let's see, your first name is?
Darrell, D-A-R-O-L-D.
And you were born near here?
1 mile east of Falls Valley.
When was this?
1913. Mm-hmm. Now here's a chair if you'd like to get up here and put this on.
That's all right, that's fine. I can just sit here and scratch away. It won't bother me a bit. How many rooms were in the house where you were born?
Six.
And these were
the rooms?
Yeah. Just wondered what rooms you had.
Living room, dining room, kitchen, 3-bedroom.
Did houses at that time have a special room for receiving guests that was used maybe just when you had company?
Yeah, living room.
How did you heat your house?
Coal and wood.
And burned this in what?
In heaters. Uh-huh.
Where did the smoke go from these heaters?
Up the chimney.
Was this made of rock
brick,
or brick?
Brick.
Did it go all the way down to the ground?
No, no. It was just my own wall up, built with a stand on it. It went down to the ground. But the brick only started up above the floor.
Uh-huh. What carried the smoke from the heater to the chimney?
Stovepipe.
I keep writing these things down because they're back here a ways, and I'll just get them as they come up. Did you have any trouble with that old black stuff that'd get in there? You're still
mud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did other people use heaters? Did they heat their house in other ways here?
Most all of them at the time were heated that way with wood and coal.
What did they have to hold their coal if they went out the coal pile and got it?
What's called a coal bucket.
Uh-huh. Did this have a lip on the front?
Yes.
And a lot of black in the bottom.
Yeah.
Did any of them have fireplaces for burning wood?
Yes, few.
In these fireplaces, what did they use to hold the logs that they burned?
See, what they call dog irons. Dog irons, I believe.
And did they generally put a big log way at the back of the fireplace?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did this have any special name?
No. If it did, I don't know it.
You mentioned dog irons. What did these sit on?
Well, they had feet that they sit right on the hearth right in front of them.
Uh-huh.